We're talking about the rat story, the child who was bitten by the rat over in Arlington. We also talked about country singer Eddie Rabbit dying at the age of 56 of lung cancer.
Actually, we haven't talked about that since 9:15.
Yeah, I know. I'm just reviewing for people who are tuning in now. They missed what we talked about. And I wanted them to know that Eddie Rabbit died because he was certainly a country music
performer.
Spare legend? Or
no,
legend,
he was just
legendary spare?
Was he a millionaire?
Yes, he was.
Did his last album, Benign?
Yeah, no, his last album, and this is really sad because it's very ironic. He wrote and sang about his experience with cancer on his last CD, 1997's Beating the Odds.
And for all you Alanis Morissette fans, that's the definition of ironic right there.
Yes, it is. It's not,
not rain
a
on
fly
your
in your
day.
Chardonnay and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So Eddie Rabbit died, which somehow prompted the question of whether you would rather lose your sense of taste or have both your hands cut off and just have nubs, to where the only way you could eat, somehow we came to the conclusion that the only way you could eat like that is to do the fun dip thing, to where you have to lick your stumps with saliva and get them wet and then stick them in a bowl, you know,
of oats.
A little thing of shake and bake or some oats.
Grease.
What if you had like a vise strapped on either stump and you just like screwed in or had somebody screw in like a knife on one vise and a fork on the other?
You can
vise.
Do that. They have prosthetic hands. My grandfather was one-armed. And he had, like, a fake arm that had a big, crazy hook on it. And when I was a kid...
How dangerous is that?
At, like, 3 years of age, I was asleep, and my grandfather attacked me, and I had over 100 hook marks in me. Just like that baby in Fort Worth with the rat.
And they put him to sleep and sent his brain to Austin?
Yeah.
Check for craziness?
No. But seriously, he never wore the thing. He just, you know, had his stump. He never wore the fake arm. But my grandmother showed it to me one time when I was like 7.
The hook or the arm?
The hook that had the arm on it.
It was arm made into a paperweight.
What?
How did he lose his arm?
In World War II.
The big one?
I guess both his arms were the same size. So. No, yes, the big one. World War II. Anyway, so my grandmother takes me to the closet, says, I want to show you something. And
takes you to the closet and says,
yeah.
She wants to show you something.
I mean, this is the way I remember it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like 6 or 7, and she reaches up at the top of the closet and pulls down this arm. So at first, I'm thinking this is his actual arm that she's kept.
Some mummified arm.
Right. But then I see that it's plastic, but it's, you know, it's natural color. It's kind of skin color.
Cream.
And he has this big hook on it. That the hook, apparently, you pulled something, and the... It had, you know, two pieces to the hook, and it would splay out like a fork, and you could put stuff in between the
I've
two
seen
hooks.
Those. I've seen
and then
those.
It'd close, you know.
There's, I don't think
scared
anything,
the hell out of
there's
me.
Nothing creepier than a prosthetic arm. I'm all in favor of the prosthetic leg.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, the prosthetic arm really creeps me out.
It does me, too. And I think it did my grandfather, because he never wore it.
I'm a big fan of the nub.
Yep. That's what he had. It was a nub. It was right below the, right in the middle of his bicep area, you know. So he had a shoulder, and then it came down, whatever, like 6-8 inches, and then
now
that was it.
Was the nub exposed at all times, or did he cover it?
No, he always wore. You know what he dressed like?
A folded up shirt.
Yeah, he always dressed like Archie Bunker. He had the dark pants and the white dress shirt, and then the black big mailman shoes, right? And he always had the long sleeve white shirt, and it was always tucked into his pants.
So where was the arm cut off?
I just covered that.
Oh, sorry.
Below the shoulder, about halfway down to the elbow.
Oh, okay. So really, it was really a nub, not a long...
What?
Huh? Like his hand was cut off?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like, it would make a difference if he just got it cut off at the bicep or at the...
All right, would you rather have it cut off at the bicep or right at the hand?
Bicep.
Yeah, so would I.
I'd rather not have a big useless thing hanging down there.
Like, well, it's not useless. You can still carry stuff. I mean, you know, like
that's a good point.
Like maybe, a fireman carry.
All right, maybe right at the elbow then.
No, because see, that's still exposed. That's still you can't wear anything. See, the nub is really creepy.
Have you ever shook a nub? Like reached out to shake?
Boy,
a hand,
I damn near did.
And the nub came flying.
I went to a wedding in Mississippi. Laurel, Mississippi. This was about 3 or 4 years ago.
A lot of people have nubs in Mississippi.
No, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if per capita they have more nubs than anywhere else. But
what's nub etiquette?
Well, this is the thing, is that we were going around meeting these people, and apparently this guy was an old family friend of ours, because my dad used to pastor the church in Laurel, Mississippi. And so we're going through, and I didn't remember the guy, because I was very young when we lived there. And they're reintroducing us all. Gordon, you remember whatever his name was.
Spanky, let's call him.
Spanky. Or Tiny.
Nub.
Nub. You remember Mr. Nub. And so
nub boy.
I stuck my hand out, my right hand, to shake his hand, and he didn't have a nub, but he had a baby arm. You ever run into the baby arm phenomenon?
I don't know what to do with that. I don't know.
And
I immediately stick out my left hand.
So, well, I would have if I had known that his right arm was a baby arm. So, you know, here I am, I extend my hand, and then all of a sudden, this baby arm shoots about, you know, 10 inches from his shoulder. And it had a little baby hand and everything.
A little Tyrannosaurus Rex arm?
Yes. And so at that point, he's obviously extended it, so I have to shake it. So I, you know, I shook this 3-year-old hand. Meanwhile, the guy's, you know, like 58. It's the most uncomfortable thing in the world.
Well, I have a question. Like, if you're, like, greeting a person with a nub, do you do, like, the Bash Brothers, like, forearm thing? Or
I think you do the dap.
Bump elbows.
Yeah, you give a dap?
You do the Chris Arnold dap.
You dap the nub?
Dap the nub.
You know, speaking of baby arms...
That's my first album. I'm going to call my first album Dap the Nub.
Speaking of baby arms, this is kind of similar to baby arms, but there was this thing I saw in, like, 2020, a couple years ago. This anchor woman was born with this ailment where her hands were malformed, where she just had two fingers and they were like hooks. It was similar to your grandfather's prosthetic, except it was her actual hand.
Uh-huh.
Like she only
her hand was
yeah, it was all like curved. It was all curved together.
So it looked like a flipper, kind of like a lobster claw.
Yeah, it was like that's what they call it. They call them lobster claws. That's the, you know, layman's terms for this particular disease.
Shut up.
No, yeah. I'm serious. And so. But she had a successful career as a TV anchor woman, and she was married, and she wanted to have kids. And then when it came time to have kids, they did some genetic testing, and they discovered that her kid was going to have a 50-50 chance
of having lobster claws.
And it was not only her hands, I think her feet, too. So she had to wear, like, corrective shoes her entire life.
Wow. Did the woman always run from butter sauce?
Yeah, she did.
And a nutcracker?
Stop.
Put that near...
But she actually did. She went ahead and conceived and had a kid and came out with lobster claws.
Really?
Yeah. It was. I couldn't believe it.
Boy, would you do that to a kid?
No. If I knew there was a 50-50 shot that my kid was going to have lobster claws,
I
no
wouldn't
way.
Do it either.
Chris Sofer just called in and said, Chris Sofer, the engineer here at the ticket, called in and said that was Jim Lampley's wife with the lobster.
Was it? No, no. Well, maybe he has a lobster claw wife, but...
But different. This is a different lobster claw woman?
Yeah.
So were both her hands lobster claws?
Yeah, both her hands and both her feet, as far as I remember.
Her feet were lobster
claws?
Yeah,
that's what I said. She had to wear corrective shoes.
You know what? I know a guy who whose hand is like that. He has all five fingers, but his fingers are bent at the middle knuckle. They're bent, you know, like a fist.
Uh-huh.
And in,
like Bob Dole.
Yeah, but it's perfect.
Does he always have a pin in there?
No, but it's perfect for golf. He can, like, shove a golf club right there, and he has, like, the perfect grip, like uh-huh. ready-made grip. And he's a huge golfer. But and it's his right hand, so you reach out to shake his hand, and all you get is a fistful of fist.
Well, that's another definition of ironic.
That would be good for dap, though.
Oh, he's the best dapper in the world.
Huh. Oh, I wouldn't like to have lobster claws. You know, and I'm really paranoid.
All right,
that,
would you rather have lobster claws or a nub?
I'd rather have the nub. Yeah, give me the nub. All right, baby arm or lobster claws?
Oh, lobster claws.
Give me lobster claws on that one.
Baby arm is the craziest thing in the world, because here's this full-grown, 220-pound man with
a baby arm.
Yes.
Yeah.
With like a 3-inch thing.
It's longer than that.
Yeah, it's like, it's, you know, it's like a foot long. But it is a baby arm. I mean, it looks like a baby's arm. You know, it just, that's why when we're young like this, don't take drugs, don't do anything, because that would be the worst, to have a child that has some deformity like that.
That's why I'm not having kids.
And then you find out it was based on your behavior, you know, when you were young or something like that.
I would blow my head clean off.
I would feel so guilty, too. I really am troubled. I really think that I will have a either a malformed child or...
A baby with a baby arm?
Well, it's okay if babies have baby arms, it's just when they don't grow. No. What about if you had a baby with a full man adult arm on it, just one huge ape arm that just kind of came out?
Okay, but I'd much rather that happen. You know, he could grow into
that. Yeah, he could grow into
that.
Okay, the phones are going crazy before we answer these things.
Maybe they could have an operation where the kid with the adult arm could swap arms.
Right, like a transplant.
Yeah.
That'd work out.
Why can't they do that? Because I bet they could somehow do that. Stick a dead arm, cut off that baby arm, and stick like a dead arm on there.
Why would you stick a dead arm? You want a live arm.
Well, no, just have it hanging there. I mean, it's better than the baby arm that just...
So, like, when you
anyway.
Sign your license, you donate organs and arms?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't donate arms.
Why not?
I don't think... But
just
the, yet
sew
they,
an arm
yet
on.
They do reattach things, though, and people do have limited movement.
Just stick an arm on. I mean, just let it hang.
Yeah, but the body will reject it.
Well, not necessarily...
Not if you
well,
just patch it on.
Yeah,
like,
well, maybe it's maybe if it's just because it's not your own, because there have been people that, like, lose a thumb, and they'll put, like, their big toe where their thumb was.
God, how...
Yeah, I had a history professor in high school...
With a toe thumb?
With a toe thumb.
You sure know a lot of deformed people.
Boy, I do come to think of it. Yeah, his name was... Well, I don't want to give his name out, but anyway, he...
Toe thumb boy.
No, he had a name. But he did. He somehow cut off his thumb in carpentry or something. And they put a toe... They put his toe there. That was the creepiest thing in the world.
Dr. Thumb Toe?
Uh-huh.
Boy.
And he would just paint that one nail. Like painted toenails.
Stop.
No, he didn't do that. But he did have a toe thumb.
Did he have
it was weird.
Did he have a coke sniffing nail on that thumb?
No, that'd be really creepy.
On his big toe thumb?
Just making the biggest insane freak ever.